Ben Buehler Garcia first ran for the Ward 3 council seat in 2009. He narrowly lost to Karen Ulick.
I'm an economic and community developer. I help communities get better. And I've been in Tucson and in Ward 3 for 34 years, and it breaks my heart. Tucson can be so much better, but we need a change of leadership to make that happen.
Buehler Garcia owns his own business and volunteers in the community.
I provide consulting services. I do master economic and community development planning, in most cases for municipalities or other cities or government institutions. I also do advocacy work for small businesses. I've been self-employed for the last 16 years now, so I'm adjusting my business plan such that I can serve the voters full-time as much as possible, even though it's only a paid-time position. I believe the voters deserve that kind of service. Being actively engaged in the community based on my experience, I'm out volunteering. I'm on the streets of Tucson twice a week helping homeless teens. I have a good sense for what the pulse of Ward 3 in the city is when it comes to the most vulnerable of Tucson citizens. Then I also work with nonprofits, helping them capacity build, develop their boards of directors, fundraise, those sorts of things.
He says he moved to Arizona to go to college and decided to stay.
I was raised principally in Mexico and Latin America. My folks were Presbyterian ministries, missionaries. Came to the United States in 1970. We spent a lot of time around the country. We spent some time working with the Sioux Indians up in South Dakota. And then my father had several churches here in Arizona. I came to Tucson in 1979 to attend the University of Arizona. My plan was to get my degree and move out of Tucson. But like so many other Tucsonans, I fell in love with this community and I've been here ever since.
Buehler Garcia says he wants to improve Tucson.
My goals are to get back to the core services. When we talk about building economies in the community, there is industrial recruitment, there's small business retention expansion programs, international trade. There's all that down in the weeds, a sorts of economic development talk, which is all important. But what is often overlooked is that the best thing the city can do to take care of business is to take care of their own business. Retail sales taxes are about 40% of the general fund budget. We have to have a healthy business community in order to pay for all those other things. But so often, incentives, those sorts of things are great. Reduce fees, taxes, those are important issues. But businesses, like the rest of us, want to live in a community that's clean, in a community that's safe, in a community where the roads aren't falling apart, in a community where we don't have one-third of the kids living below the poverty level. So the best thing the city of Tucson can do is to take care of those core priorities and then let business take care of the rest of it.
Tucson residents can vote by mail-in ballot or in person on November 5th. I'm Laura Palmisano, Arizona Public Media.